What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're getting word now that the Russian oil giant Rosneft has issued a statement. Their computer servers are suffering a massive hacking attack. They announced it on Twitter, and the company has asked Russia's security services to look into the issue. So all of a sudden, it's feeling like something big is about to happen, because apparently this malware, this ransomware that's running across Ukraine, Europe, Great Britain, it is very nasty. It's able to just get into your computer as if your security isn't there, which tells me this is another fine, wonderful product from those people at the National Security Agency. Now then, one of the callers into the show earlier was mentioning this $2.7 billion fine that Google was hit with from the European Union's antitrust regulator. And basically, because Google was biasing the search engine to favor its own comparison shopping service in search results. And basically, Google has now been ordered to apply the exact same methods to rivals as to itself. In other words, to make the search engine fair and unbalanced, and I'm sure Google is going out there saying, no, what's the point of being a global search engine if you can't control what people will see? Now, getting on back to Seth Rich. As you know, the story was, it was a botched robbery, even though his wallet was not taken, his cell phone was not taken, his watch was not taken. And everyone is asking, where's his laptop? Where's his laptop? And apparently it's now come on out that the police have Seth Rich's laptop. Really? Why, if it's just a botched robbery, do you need to take the laptop, officers? Just think about that for a couple of minutes here. Now, as you know, there's a revolution in self-driving cars. I don't think it's really robust yet. It's got a long way to go. And again, I'm kind of like Jeremy Clarkson. I don't want a lot of gizmos between me and the road. If you remember Top Gear, and now, of course, they're doing Grand Tour. Jeremy Clarkson hates traction controls or cruise control. He wants to feel that he's driving the car. Exactly the same thing. I don't think I would be comfortable in a driverless car. If you're not going to drive, why have a car at all? Take the train. But apparently, security researchers have discovered that you can actually trick the LIDAR on a driverless car. It can be temporarily blinded, or you can fake an object that isn't actually there and force the car to swerve. So apparently, Ho-Chul Shin, Do-Yoon Kim, Yi-Jun Kwon, and Young-Dae Kim of the Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology have demonstrated two kinds of attack against LIDAR, a spoofing attack and a saturation attack. And they're publishing their work in the International Association for Cryptologic Research preprint archive. And they're saying that, yes, the potential damage from an attack on the LIDAR of a self-driving car is very serious. It can cause accidents. New tool for the professional assassins out there to use. And another reason why I won't have a self-driving car. Now, over in Belgium, 50,000 protesters formed a 90-kilometer human chain to demand closure of aging reactors, which are showing cracks. They're past the end of their design lifespan. And they're trying to get the Tihang 2 because of the fissures in it. And they're very, very concerned, especially after what we saw happen at Chernobyl, what we saw happen at Fukushima, what we saw happening at Three Mile Island. We're going to go ahead and take another phone call. Lenny in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, listen, I was listening to you like a few days ago, and I know you had your hopes up about Macron of France. But I want to go back to May 29th when Macron had Putin over to France for a visit. And Macron at that moment, at that time, rather, on that day, stated that chemical weapons were a red line in Syria for France. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was odd. I remember Putin just turned and looked at him. Okay? And to me, that was the tip right then. And my whole thing said deception alert. You know, they elected this guy, but he's on the same page with the rest of the neocons. Whatever country they're in, they're selling out their people all over the world, okay, to be the minions of the bankers. They're all on the same page. And to me, you don't just come out of nowhere and make that statement. And I'll never forget the look that Putin gave him, like, where did this come from?
Okay. Yeah, so, I can imagine. I mean, Putin's a sharp guy, but, yeah, I can imagine that woke him up a little bit. Okay?
Yeah, and good. That's all I want to say. But the point is that the rest of them are just now, and watch Macron. He's going to flip. Okay, he came out and said the weapons were a red line. Now he says Assad can stay just to make it all look good. This is what I call deception alert. Now he's going to flip with the rest of them, and because it's all for, you know, the bigger Israel. Okay,
Eretz Israel.
Exactly, it's all for that, and they're willing to sell the souls of every one of their countrymen just to get it.
Yes, unfortunately, yes. People at that level, they are sociopathic. They have no empathy for the people whose lives they destroy. And yeah, there is absolutely no question that part of the agenda in Syria is for Israel to grab the Golan Heights and say, this is now part of our country.
Right, and grab everything else they can grab. Okay,
true.
And the Kurds are just being used as cannon fodder. They're going to use them up until they can't use them anymore. Okay, and then after that, they'll fight, like I said before, like that proverbial flea that you spoke of, they don't care who wins. Okay, they're just, you know, as whatever dog is left standing, that's the one they're going to lead to.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's all I have to say.
All right, Lenny, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. Is the driverless cars a hoax? No. Which state legislatures and the driver and the DMV are going to sign off for cars on the highway without a driver in it? I mean, if there's an accident, you can't get a statement from a driverless car. I mean,
well, you can get a statement from the owner of the car. You know, that's the whole point of vehicle registration. There's a legal owner tied to that vehicle, even if something happens to it where the driver's not actually there. Now they're not on the road all that much yet. It's still very much in the experimental stage, which is why this development about being able to spoof the LIDAR is of such concern. And I'm sure, as you know, the U.S. government is already using driverless trucks to bring munitions to the front line and so forth, and they use LIDAR. And so there's a possibility of an offensive or disruptive weapon being used against them based on this same principle.
I mean, if they pour another lane on the highway, maybe. But if you think they're going to be driving around, you know, in traffic, I think it's a hoax. I mean, you have to take an eye test to get a driver's license. And there's just too much opportunity for vandalism. I mean, you see one of those things on the road, who says a big truck ain't just going to push it off into the ditch? I'm just saying it. I think it's a long ways down the road if there's a driverless car, and they'll have a special lane for it. I don't expect to see somebody driving by me without a driver in it anytime soon.
Well, you may be right, and that's one way of dealing with the issue, but again, they're pushing forward with the technology, and it may be a passing fad, like 4K TVs or the Internet of Things, which is already starting to fizzle and fade there as well. Again, I would absolutely not be comfortable with a self-driving car. I'm not even all that comfortable with traction control.
Right. Okay, Mike, thanks a lot. Bye now.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Dean in California. Aloha, Dean. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. This weekend I went to the Red Pill Expo. It was amazing. So many speakers, but one guy who I did get to talk to was Lord Christopher Monckton,
mm-hmm.
and he has data that, I mean, I tried to listen to everything he said a few times. The math was way over my head.
Mm-hmm.
He has data that he's going to submit when he gets back to the UK that will squash this climate thing for good. And he says he's going to get back to the UK and submit his information and hope for the best. But I figured you'd like to know.
Yeah, and I did get your email. I did get your email earlier, and Moncton's done a lot of really good work on all of this. And again, we have to be very careful because when the global warming people got into trouble, they rebranded as climate change, and you can't say climate isn't changing. The issue is what is controlling that climate change? Obviously, the sun, shape of the Earth's orbit. But they're still out there pushing this thing, and maybe they're still thinking they can get us to pay a carbon tax. Not going to happen. Or maybe they're just trying to build up buzz for Al Gore's new movie, The Inconvenient Sequel. And personally, I have absolutely no intention of ever seeing that because the first one was just nothing but garbage, nonstop, beginning to end.
Nice. Hey, I was wondering also, next year if I go, I was wondering, is there a way that I could get some like RBN cards that I could hand out? Because I asked a lot of people if they'd heard of RBN, and they were like, I haven't heard of it. But I did mention you to someone on What Really Happened, and they said, yeah, I've heard of him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. When I let you go from this phone call, you talk to our control room guy, Mike, and give him your address, and I imagine that John Stadmiller would be happy to send you some cards. Or push come to shove, you can just print up a few yourself. If you're going to go back to that. But, yeah, absolutely. Please help spread the word for RBN and whatreallyhappened.com and for Michael, whatever his name is.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Okay, the phone lines are open again. Boy, doesn't it sometimes just amaze you how much of our life experience involves scams, fraud, cheating, lies? It kind of makes you want to value those few honest people you see that much more. And again, nothing new about that. Remember, there was Diogenes walking around with his lantern, "I seek an honest man." Okay, now, there is a report up in Canada where medical prognosticators are saying that nearly half of all Canadians will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. Now, that is well above the norm. Cancer, like autism, seems to be increasing. Gee, I wonder what it could be. And nobody, of course, is talking about the weed killer that is in their food supply. Now, California has just become the first state to list the main ingredient in Roundup as potentially cancerous. Starting on July 7, any product that has glyphosate in it will be required to have a label saying, caution, this product can cause cancer. Now, California's done a lot of really weird things lately, but this one they got absolutely, absolutely correct. And the Canadian government is not really doing well by their own people to go along with this idea that, so what if you get cancer? We're all making money here and, you know, don't know what you're all complaining about. Over in Myanmar, Cambodia, and Thailand, there's been a massive drug interdiction effort, which ended with the burning of $1 billion worth of illegal drugs, and they did it to commemorate the United Nations Day Against Drug Abuse and Trafficking. Basically, this comes in the wake of a record in the number of seizures of narcotics in those three countries. This is going to put a real dent in the CIA's coffee fund, and I'm wondering if these countries, Myanmar, Cambodia, Thailand, are now going to join the Philippines on the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list. Because the U.S. government doesn't like it when other governments are being nasty to the drug lords. Okay. Getting into the world of GMO, there's an interesting little story. Apparently, and this is being reported over at Natural Blaze, there is a strain of genetically engineered bacteria which has somehow found its way into animal feed in the European Union. And apparently the vector they've identified was this genetically modified vitamin. And the concern is that the bacteria is actually illegal. It's not approved for use for humans or animals. And so it's another reminder, this stuff can break into the wild. It can break into the wild, and you have to just absolutely be careful about it. Unfortunately, the companies that are doing this stuff, they're as driven as anybody else. We need more money. We need more profits. We need to impress our stockholders. So we slipped up. And who cares on that one? Reminds me of this cartoonist used to work, rather draw cartoons for Playboy magazine. And yes, I really did read the articles. Gayon Wilson. And he just had this taste of the bizarre. One of my all-time favorite cartoons is this pharmacist behind the counter at the pharmacy, and on the ground in front of the counter is just this blob of gel with two eyes. And the pharmacist is looking at the bottle and saying, "Whoa, we really did mess up your prescription, didn't we?" I guess you had to be there. Story coming out of Activist Post. Organically grown, is it worth the price you pay? I'm not even going to get any further into the headline of the story. Of course it is. There are too many chemicals in corporate-produced food. Some are harmful and dangerous. Others are just there to make you eat more so they make more money. And a big part of my nearly 100-pound weight loss over the last 2 years is avoiding those chemicals. Everyone's always talking about America's obesity epidemic. Oh, they should go out and exercise more. They should do this more. No, it's the chemicals in the food that make you want to eat more, that make you crave carbohydrates, that interfere with the brain signal that says, "I've had enough to eat." That's what's doing it. All for a fast buck. So anyway, getting on back to this article, and they're talking about how Whole Foods, even prior to its recent acquisition, had hit some scandals. They were supposed to be non-GMO, chemically-free foods, and unfortunately, there have been a couple of kerfuffles. And it may not even be Whole Foods' fault, because very often, again, microscopic amounts of certain things, you don't have to put it on the label. When the FDA mandates that you label a product, there's a percentage cutoff. Any ingredient below this percentage, you don't need to bother listing on the label. And yes, it's microscopic, but if it's something that builds up a continuous body burden, it can be a problem. Anyway, the article basically is talking about how, especially since the acquisition of Whole Foods by Amazon, there is now a surge in demand for organically grown natural food. There's a market out there for it. Remember, China's banned GMO. Russia's banning GMO. Russia actually wants to become the center for naturally grown organic food for the world, and there's going to be a marketplace for it. And I'm sure Monsanto is already out there saying, "Oh, well, we need to sanction Russia. They're not allowed to sell healthy food here because it's cutting into the profits of our unhealthy food." We'll be right back after these commercials.
Oh, yeah. You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you. Okay, I guess we're back. We didn't get the intro music here. We're getting some additional updates now on this this cyber mess that is taking place.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
All right, let's try this one again here. And speaking of hackers, my web server is being hit with a DOS attack right now. So anyway, apparently there are a couple of different things going on right now. As we mentioned a little while ago, Russia's major oil company is saying their servers are under hack attack. What has this ransomware that has emerged in Ukraine, Kaspersky says it's something they've never seen before, and so they've given it the name X-Peter. Apparently so far, they've monitored attacks, mostly Ukraine and Russia, but it's also hit Poland, Italy, Great Britain, Germany, France, and the U.S. and several other countries. So this thing is all over the place. Meanwhile, Ukraine Central Bank is saying they've been hit by a cyber attack known as Petya A. More ransomware, and apparently it's hit their bank and everything it's connected to. So this is getting really ugly. Apparently, the Petya ransomware has hit the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. Now, I'm presuming that in Russia, as is the norm here, that the actual computers controlling the reactor are air-gapped. But again, apparently, this new little nasty can infect over Wi-Fi ports. You got to be really, really careful on that one. Let's see. Are there any else here? Getting on back to CNN. Apparently, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is out there championing the cause of making this Project Veritas video as viral as possible. And I'm absolutely in agreement. You got to find that video. You've got to basically send it to everybody that you know and put it on your social media. And CNN got caught lying big time. And we can't let them get away with that any longer. When you live in a nation where everybody in government and the media is lying to you, you have no idea what's going on. So we've got to do something about that. Now, remember that polio vaccine that paralyzed a bunch of kids in India? Well, the good news is they're about to give that exact same vaccine to 116 million African children. It's just out of control here. Okay, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Lord Carey, has resigned from the Church of England. Apparently, he was discovered he was helping to protect a pedophile bishop. And you're going to like this next one here. Apparently, over at the Vatican promoter of justice, Gian Piero Milano, did a study and basically found there was, in his words, unprecedented amounts of child porn discovered in the Vatican. And under Vatican law, he's not obligated to name the names of anybody, but apparently there was a lot of it. It's amazing here. Okay, when we come on back here, we're going to be looking for more updates on this ransomware hacking thing around the world. We all like to make fun of the snowflake liberals who are out there crying and screaming and carrying on. But I think there's a possible explanation there that we ought to take a look at. And there are historical precedents for what I think may be going on in dealing with this very erratic behavior. And I know I've blamed some of it on prescription antidepressants. I've blamed a lot of it on social conditioning that says this kind of behavior is acceptable. But I'm starting to think there may actually be something else going on. And when we come on back from the next commercials, I'm going to go into it. Meanwhile, again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we'll be back after these few words. Okay, we seem to be... Oh, there we are.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, we're going to pick up from here and move forward. Now then, at the end of World War I, there was a phenomenon called the Lost Generation. And it was basically the generation that had grown up during the war. And they were old enough that they remembered what the world was like before the war. And obviously, they were experiencing the world as it was afterwards. Now, this was more in Europe than in the United States because that's where the war actually was. But this was a generation that had been completely dispirited by the war. They had seen the work of generations destroyed, and for the most part, they were aimless people, living the bohemian lifestyle, as it were, and they were called the Lost Generation. Then, in the wake of World War II, we saw a repeat of that, where the people who were young enough, they lived through World War II. They didn't feel like there was any reason to be doing more than basic survival. And that was known as the Beatnik generation. And they played their music, they did their art, and they basically did a minimalist lifestyle because they didn't feel it was worth trying to do anything beyond that because it could be erased if there was another war. Now, obviously, in the interval since World War II, we sort of recovered from that. But I'm looking at the millennials, the snowflakes, and I'm realizing this war, these wars, have gone on for so long that we've created a new lost generation, and the symptoms of this are beginning to manifest now before the war is over. And that raises a very serious concern. Because when you are at war, and we're obviously heading to a big one, what's the first thing the government does? They come on out and they rally the people at home. We need medal drives. We need this. We need you to volunteer. And the millennials are just, they're already burned out on it. We're all burned out on the wars. We've been at war in Afghanistan longer than we were in World War I and World War II. But I think there's a lot of strong parallels between the lost generation, the beatniks, and the snowflakes. And I think we definitely need to consider that as one of the possible explanations for their behavior. Okay, now let's see. Moving on down here. By the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's get some phone calls in here before the end of the show. Apparently, they're making a lot of fun over Britain's aircraft carrier, which is still running on Windows XP, meaning somebody could win a battle with Control-Alt-Delete. And it's true, military technology is not always the latest and greatest. Sometimes I want to stick with something that's actually going to work, and I think that's really what's going on here. In my opinion, XP was the last really stable version of Windows to come out of Microsoft. I have two machines that are still running XP, including this Skype machine. And they don't give me the grief that Windows 7 does. And certainly not the grief Windows 10 did while I briefly had that. But anyway. Apparently, there was another media meltdown and a tantrum at the press briefing today, which is exactly why the White House doesn't want those televised anymore. I think the corporate media is realizing they are losing this contest over who's actually running the country. And, of course, it was never the job of the corporate media to be running the country, despite what Mika Brzezinski said earlier this year, that it's their job to control what you're thinking. No, it never really was. They just decided it would be cool if they could, and they could make a lot more money controlling what you think for the ultra wealthy, as it were. Let's see. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog. Illegal immigration does hurt our economy. The Supreme Court was absolutely right on reactivating Donald Trump's travel ban. And, of course, the liberal Democrats, the open border people, they're having a total meltdown, including the liberal media. Oh, this is horrible. This is terrible. This is, and everybody's saying, just shut up, please. We've had enough of this thing. Let's see. Megyn Kelly ratings continue their downward spiral here. And more flashback from that Grenfell Tower. Apparently, now the residents are complaining of ill treatment. Oh, and by the way, there's been another fire over there as well. We're going to take some phone calls here. Mark in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. I heard some people mentioning Lindsay Williams, and I think I mentioned this to you a while back. Dr. Strange of Henry Kissinger back in the 70s after the gold window was closed, and we were trying to find a way to continue to prop. Well, I mean, not me, not you. I mean, the dark powers who didn't bother to tell us. Oh, by the way, part of the deal, according to Lindsay Williams, which makes sense, was we had to obstruct our domestic oil production in order to get other countries to agree to this. And, basically what Lindsay Williams said was, once we get to the point where the petrodollar collapses, we're no longer held up by that when people say, oh, well, through the petrodollar, which, from what I recall, I'd like to see that actual leaked email according, reportedly. And I say that because when I use the word like reportedly, meaning this is what I'm hearing, it makes sense, but I haven't vetted this out yet, is that one of Hillary's emails said that the real reason why we invaded Libya, which is consistent with other reports I was hearing on the internet, was that Libya was coming out with a gold-backed monetary system like the founders intended us to have. And I gotta say, I have yet to see that email myself, but I'm going to say that, you know, that is more than plausible in my way of looking at things.
I've actually seen the memo. I've seen the memo on that where they're expressing concern about a gold-backed currency being a threat to U.S. economic hegemony in the region. So that definitely was real. Now, as far as the petrodollar deal is concerned, another reason for them to cap the wells at Gull Island is we couldn't burn it all up ourselves, and we did not want to sell to other countries because part of the petrodollar deal to get these Middle Eastern oil-producing nations to go along with it was we were going to say, we're not going to compete with you. We're going to make sure that all these people are coming to you for their oil.
Right. And that along with, you know, there's what I hear, there's what I believe. What I've heard repeatedly is that there was technology for very high, you know, thermodynamic efficiency engines, unlike the technology we have today. Now, we've had a lot of advances, but at the same time, you don't have anywhere near the thermodynamic efficiency that may well be available if technology were not, you know, if you read the Constitution, it says, to promote useful arts and sciences. That's why we have copyrights and patents, not to suppress technology. And so one thing I maintain is one thing we really need to press to people is that there's competitive capitalism and then there's monopolistic capitalism on the other pole. And between the two is oligarchy. And that's what we have is stifling of competition. And I maintain that stifling competition is not the system we're supposed to have. We have essentially everything the founders warned us against.
Yes.
So I do encourage people to be critical about everything because, you know, I heard reports that Huma Abedin had released nude pictures of herself, and I looked all over finding them, dreading the prospect of, okay, so what if I find pictures of Huma Abedin naked with Hillary? Wait a minute, I'll take the good with the bad.
I was going to say, you'll probably get a virus on your computer if you find that sort of thing out there. It's a complicated issue, the whole petrodollar deal. And you're right, it all came about because Richard Nixon ended gold convertibility of the Federal Reserve note, but he didn't really have a choice because the Federal Reserve is not, in fact, a part of the government, answers to no government authority. They don't even pay taxes other than the tax on the property their banks sit on. And they just printed up Federal Reserve notes and sent them to other countries and said, send us your manufactured goods and agricultural produce. And then when France said, we want to cash in these paper notes, Nixon looked in the vaults and said, there's nowhere near enough gold. And that's where that started. Yeah. That in turn led to the petrodollar deal. Now we've had decades of the petrodollar deal. Now other nations are getting sick and tired of the petrodollar deal, and that is a big part of our current rush to war. The U.S. government is desperate to drag the earth back to the glory days of Bretton Woods, where everybody is enslaved to the U.S. Federal Reserve note and nobody's allowed to use any alternative form of currency.
Well, you know, one thing I thought was interesting was when I looked at the word plutocrat. Pluto,
yes,
is the counterpart to Hades. And the word Hades, in you look in the Bible, the word Hades is translated as hell. So really, the term plutocrat literally breaks down to the reign of hell. And that's where they're taking us. And I mean, I understand, I respect that you're an atheist, or somehow you sound like spiritual, not religious. And I respect that, because
Claire says that about me all the time.
I'm nauseated. But like I say, you do sound like you have a certain respect there. You know, the problem is that people abuse religion to further their own political agendas. And that's where I warn people is, You know, so like I called this guy Al Covet. He used to be with the Joint Chiefs of Staff or something, and he was rabidly King James only. That's why I came up with a thing about calling him a mute donkey. 2 Peter 2:16, King James Version. Yes,
okay.
The dumbass in the King James. But
anyway, Mark,
right.
I hate to cut you off, but we got a bunch of callers waiting on the line. We're running out of time on the show.
You. God bless. All right.
All right. Thank you very much here. We're going to switch over to Fred in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I want to get to the point, and I want your reaction, and I won't say that much, but I want to get your reaction to why these things are happening. First of all, I've noticed that there's this militarization of police, and everyone has noticed that. And then when that got to be, like, you know, on Time magazine and the biggest issue, then all of a sudden we were distracted by some terrorist attacks, I noticed. Something got in the way of discussing the militarization of police. Also, you've had the homicide rates in American cities going up 12, 15, 35%. Even 75% in some of these unfortunate cities.
Yeah, like Detroit.
And I think there is a slow motion collapse going as far as services are concerned, because I believe there is people not having a stake in the system.
That's a very cogent observation here. It does feel like literally the fabric of our society is starting to become frayed and wear thin. Claire and I were just commenting the other day, when we first moved here, a long time ago, they drove slow, they're polite, everybody's courteous. Today we're seeing so much reckless driving, and we know it's road rage, and it manifests in the cars, because these days your car is pretty much the only place where you feel like you are in control. Everything else has been taken away from you. Everything's being watched. Yeah. Everything's being monitored. And we've seen the local population just, you know, get angrier and angrier. Yeah. And we're being driven that way by the economic news. And right now, of course, there's a factor in that everybody who lives here, especially on Oahu, all of the islands, but especially here on Oahu, that are paying attention to this rush to war with Russia, they understand if that actually happens, this island is probably going to be attacked.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're right. Getting back to the economic situation, obviously you don't have this kind of an inflation rate on something like a bag of white flour, but on the good food, on the organic food, on good water, there's a high inflation rate. There's a high inflation rate on rent, on services.
Mm-hmm.
Which is economic, it's not primary, it's not secondary, it's services. You know what I'm saying? The economic category,
yes,
which would include medical, energy and utilities, and then communication, a good, you know, not cheap communication, but broadband, and that there's a high inflation rate, and on taxes. And
well,
the government is saying we have a low inflation rate, but when you look at the fees and the taxes and the rents, it's much, much higher than 3%.
Well, when the government is calculating the rate of inflation, they're rigging the calculations the same way they do the jobless numbers. The very first thing, food and fuel are not included in the government's inflation calculation, and that's where inflation shows up first, and we're certainly seeing it here. And it is going to get a lot worse, especially if the Federal Reserve starts quantitative tightening. we're going to see prices go right through the roof. They have been working very, very hard to conceal the inflationary pressures coming out of the Federal Reserve's creation of trillions of dollars to shower all over Wall Street. And now they're trying to figure out a way they can pull back from it. I don't think they can.
It seems to go into services first rather than, you know, a bag of rice or something like that. I mean, you can't. What I'm saying is people need to have a glimmer of hope. They need that feeling that the good life is possible. And they're not going to be content with being pushed into poverty. And I believe that's why you have this misbehavior, and that's why you have the frustration, the crime rates. What do you think?
I think you're very close to it. I think what's going on is people are walking around this country right now. They've lost all hope that there's going to be a better future. Everybody looking forward, all they're seeing is more debt, more taxes, more war, more death. It's very, very hard. And bad leadership, especially more bad leadership.
I got to go.
Okay, you got to go. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to James on the Big Island. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was calling for Michael. And
yes.
I'd like to talk to you. I really don't want to talk on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're going to let you go off the air here. And Mike.
My phone number. And
okay, Mike in the control room will take care of that. And we're going to talk with Dan in Hawaii. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I enjoy the show. I listen every day.
Thank you.
I had a question for you.
Uh-huh.
The question is, do you have any information on the effects of Fukushima in the waters around the Hawaiian archipelago, specifically, if possible, the Big Island?
Well, no, I do not, because my radiation gear will not work in water. And it will not detect alpha radiation. So I've been doing airborne monitoring. And, of course, we did get a huge spike after the accident happened. It's been low for a while. Now it is very slowly starting to trend up, mostly because that Pacific Gyre current carried the radiation north of us here in Hawaii to the west coast of the United States. Now the back circulation is bringing it in through here. But I would imagine that... you might be able to find a radiation meter and just check it for yourself, because obviously I'm on Oahu, so anything I do here may or may not apply to the Big Island.
Okay, one more question quickly. What do you think about the, you know where Hilo is?
Oh, yeah. We have family there.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, what do you think about Hilo in terms of being a target?
I don't see Hilo being a target for what, attack?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I don't see Hilo being a target. The only thing that's militarily important on the Big Island is there is a training ground that's in that hollow between Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea.
Pahakaloa.
What?
That's Pahakaloa.
Yeah, yes, you're right. That's really the only thing they have on the Big Island. Pretty much all the military is concentrated up here. I know they've got radar stations on most of the islands, but the majority of the assets are right here on Oahu, which is why we're very nervous about this rush to war.
Yeah, me too. Okay, thank you very much, Michael.
All right, thank you, and we're going to start with Peter in Dallas, and I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. From my point of view, I'm with you that perhaps the greatest service anyone can do is to point out the harms of fractional reserve banking. Mm-hmm. And I think that the discussion needs to start to include alternatives, because if the whole thing comes down, we need to be educated. We need to have to go to a different system. So I would just like to make one observation concerning money. What is money? If I owe you $50 and I give you my bike, you may not want the bike. But if I give you a gift card to Home Depot, you may very well take that. And the reason why you would take that is not because they have any gold in their vault, but because they have chainsaws and drywall and lumber.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a currency has value. based on what that economy produces, and that's the real value of a currency. What can you buy with it? What does that economy produce? So that makes
well. You've hit the nail on the head. Okay, the reason why more and more countries are turning away from the U.S. Federal Reserve note, if you're trading for the yuan, you can take the yuan to China and get manufactured goods. If you're taking the ruble, you can go to Russia and get safe, healthy food to eat. If you take a Federal Reserve note and you bring it to the United States, about all that you can buy for it anymore are weapons, and they don't work very well. So, I mean, you're exactly right. Ultimately, the currency is an expression of what the country produces. Okay, we got to take a... break for commercial. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
You got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take one more phone call. Then I got a couple of updates on some important stories. Mateus in Canada, aloha. What is on your mind today?
Aloha, snack bar. I'm going to get into the habit of calling in later because I have such unrelated topics. You mentioned a while ago that AI or robots could possibly wipe us out with some malfunction, and I wanted to add to that that they could also wipe us out without any malfunction. They could have the logic that it would be like a compassionate killing or almost an assisted suicide, because if the robots don't have an appreciation for the higher values of humanity, you know, like the more subtle things such as, you know, creative expression and self-improvement through making mistakes and learning from them and spirituality, if they just saw it in a face value, they might think, well, you know what, there's so much misery, let's save them from all the future generations of misery and just take us out that way. Kind of a funny idea.
Well, it is a funny idea. Anyway, I'm going to let you go because I got a couple of things I need to hit before the end of the show, so thank you very much for the phone call. We are hearing that this virus is really, it's going global, and it's infecting companies all over. I'm looking at this thing here. Apparently, the company that hosts the email account, which the ransomware asks you to contact, has closed the account, meaning if you get hit with this ransomware, there's no way to get your files back. Wow. I mean, that somebody's using this as a weapon. Now, CNN is still out there pushing the story about the Russia connection. The Washington Post has already gone on the attack against O'Keefe, trying to discredit him and say, this is ridiculous. How dare he do this to CNN? We're above the, you know, we're exalted people. You don't expose us as liars. Well, it's too late. The cat is out of the bag. Not like it's a big shock. We know the corporate media's job is to lie to us, to sell us wars, to sell us the next president, to sell us the next car, to sell us the next policy, the next tax. That's their job. Mika Brzezinski said it on the air. The job of the corporate media is to control what you're thinking. So, meanwhile, looking at the Fox News feed, they're still pushing this thing. If Syria dares do a chemical attack again, you know, we will attack. They're going to go with this. They're going to go with this. And nobody's believing it. All over Twitter, all over the news. Remember what I said about Breitbart. Normally the Breitbart readers are fair and balanced and civil. And over 90% of the comments on that story basically were saying, this is clearly a lie. And they're still going to go with it. Apparently the attitude is, it's the official position. It doesn't matter if it's the truth. It's the official position. And we are going to act on the official position, and to heck with truth and veracity. It's got no place today. And I got to tell you, I am seriously disappointed in Donald Trump over this. After he ran last year on pulling back from all these foreign interventions, and here we are going into overdrive into Syria, potentially Russia. All right, that's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, please share what you find on the website and at the radio show with everyone that you know. Especially, get on out there. CNN got caught lying. There's nothing to the Russia story. They admit it's a hoax. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.